I think, I mean, when it's work, when it's time to work, you just got to think about, you know, when that time comes, you need to make sure that you're ready. And, I mean, guys have been working out ever since the last game that we lost, and they hadn't really, you know, put the weights down, me being one of those guys, because I'm ready. Ready for that time to come, and it's here right now. So we're looking forward to it this year. It feels really good. I know, you know, I know his defense already. I know, you know, how productive a lot of guys are in his defense. I know how, you know, guys like, you know, Vaughn and Malik and, you know, Wolf and the new guys that they brought in with Antonio Smith, even the linebackers, everybody's going to be able to, you know, thrive to a new level, because in this type of defense, everybody has to know each other's job. And, you know, one guy, I mean, you never know who can be dropping. You never know who's going to, you know, be rushing. But at the end of the day, the offenses really have to, you know, be keen on who's bringing the pressure, because this is a pressure defense.
How excited are you about going back to 3-4 outside backer standing up again?
I'm really excited about it. It's a lot more easier on the body. And also, you know, you're only going to get a certain amount of plays because you got 5 men on the line now. And it really, you know, honed things down to where in the meetings, instead of having to worry about what the offenses are doing, we're figuring out maybe what the tackles are doing, what the guards and centers, you can really, you know, hone in on the technique of the opposing offenses instead of having to worry about what you have to do if they're changing things, and you can be more aggressive.
Any move to 3-4 would mean you're going to stand up, but for Wade Phillips specifically, when you had your best success under him, how excited does that make you to be playing for Wade and to know that Bond's going to have that same opportunity?
I mean, I'm very excited. I think when you think about a pass rusher, you always think about how many times you get to, you know, rush the passer. And in Wade's defense, I know I'm going to get a lot of opportunity, especially guys like Vaughn. Having him now not dropping as much, he's going to be, you know, rushing the passer on the strong side. He's going to be playing Sam. And it's just knowing now that you're not going to have a chipper majority of the time, because, you know, if they want to chip, we're going to bring other guys. And that's going to help out with guys getting one-on-ones and be able to really, you know, create some havoc out there.
Speaking of being easier on your body with this switchback, how do you feel going into your second year with the Denver Broncos strength and conditioning, and how does your body feel this early?
It's actually really amazing when you think about the 3 years that, you know, I was hurt, you know, had certain injuries, and now having a whole off season to where you can work out, get your body right. And it's, you know, that's compliments to, you know, the strength and conditioning staff, to the training staff, and how they do things. They do things over and beyond to where, you know, you bring the gurus in like, you know, Leahy or Roscoff to really, you know, help out with things. You have guys here at 6 a.m. in the morning if you want to get worked on before, you know, if you're working out. But also when you're doing your working out and training, it's incorporated throughout the whole workout to where we would do a stretching technique before we even squat, to make sure that you're ready, as you're not pulling any muscles and, you know, tearing your body down throughout the whole time. And this off season is a process. So this first day was a process for us, to where you're not putting the 315, you're not putting the 500 pounds on your back and seeing how strong you are. Let's see how stable we can get your body so you can sustain it throughout the season.
You got another veteran in Antonio Smith coming. How does his addition kind of change the dynamic for you or for the Lions?
It's good to have, you know, veteran guys. First of all, me being in the linebacker room, and then him being in the defensive line room. Both of us played with Wade, know exactly what to expect from his defense, and keeping everything on the even keel and everybody on the same page. So having him come in here, I know how he played last year and, you know, how I played last year. You know, there's always room for improvement. But having that veteran leadership and being able to lead the younger guys, that's what you need in the classroom.
What was Kubiak's message?
I think when you have your first meeting, like the meeting is always about the time is now. I mean, what are you in this room for? And our motto was, you sit back and you think about the past. You can think about, you know, we could have did this, you know, in the playoffs. We could have did this 2 years ago. What about now? What about the guys in this room? How far can we take, you know, each other in this room? And just like Emmanuel, he had iron sharpens iron, and that's where it all starts at. you know, guys being there for each other, you know, through thick and thin. And these OTAs, mini camp, training camp, that's where it starts, that you build that, you know, that conglomerate of guys that are, you know, with each other, you know, in the trenches week in and week out. And that's what he sort of talked about. It starts right here in this room, and it's about the small things, taking care of all the small things from, you know, the fundamentals, you know, doing everything you need to do in the classroom. But, you know, he called Luke out and said, Luke, it's your turn. We're going to make sure that, you know, we're very conditioned. We're the best conditioned team, you know, in the NFL. And he threw that on Luke. He was like, you know, this or here's your turn now, Luke. You know, we'll holler at, you know, all the off the field and, you know, whatever, the classroom stuff later. But right now it's your turn to really get the guys in shape. And, you know, Luke was like he was ready. So I'm ready for that.
DeMarcus, you're a veteran leader of this team on the defense, Peyton, of course, federally on offense. Do you and Peyton have any sort of relationship? Have you talked at all about the leadership heading into the season?
What we usually do is we would, you know, assess, maybe we'll have like a talk, you know, maybe once a week or something about, you know, what do you think about, you know, the offense? What do you think about the defense or the, you know, the workout program? And, I mean, we're always on the same page. And it's about just getting out there and doing it and making sure the guys are on the same page, and that we're always putting ourselves into a position to where at the end of the day they say, hey, you played 11 years, you played 17 years, and you're still doing it. And they still have no choice but to follow you. And just really just having that mentality and just, you know, looking at that every day.
Can you describe, I don't know if you talked to him today.
I haven't talked to him today.
Have you talked to him, I don't know, since the season ended?
Yeah, since the season ended, you know, a lot of, you know, changes have happened. But now, you know, it was off season. A lot of guys are really just, you know, splitting off and going to their families, and now we're back here now, and it's time to get the ball rolling.
Is there a sense of urgency for you as well? We always equate that to Peyton, but is there a sense of urgency for you as well to win a championship? And you feel like, you know, you don't, you're definitely certainly on the other side. We're not going to play 10 more years. Feel urgency?
I think there's a sense of urgency every single year, especially when you fall short. It's been, what, 10 years now, and so each year is always a rebirth or a new beginning of the new or the new norm.
Right.
And so you do whatever you can to sort of get, you know, be the best player that you can that year in the off season, all the way up through the season. And you got to look at it as, you know what, the time is now. It is urgent. And you don't know if you're going to have another year or not. So take what you have right now and just move forward with it.
Do you feel a benefit from the fact that you're not the clear favorite in the AFC like you were last year at this time? It was, you know, getting you and Khalib and TJ and Emmanuel, can it help you that you're not the favorite this year? That's the Patriots at this point?
I don't know. It really doesn't even matter if you're the favorite or not.
Okay.
At the end of the day, you have to play ball. You know, X's and O's, week in and week out, and you have to be consistent. And I mean, it don't matter if you have the bullseye on you or not. You have to go out there and you have to, you know, get some wins, and you got to make it to the later part of the season. And that's, you know, comes with, you know, teamwork. The best teams always win the Super Bowl. And that's what we're trying to be this year.
Do you feel a need to be more vocal with Terrence Knighton gone? And how disappointed were you that they didn't bring him back?
You're always disappointed, you know, that you don't, you know, bring certain guys back that you don't play with that year. But it's a business, and you have to look at it that way. But I don't think I have to be more vocal. I think, first of all, leading by example. And then when things aren't done the right way, you sort of crack the whip. Yeah, that's just the bottom line. That's how we do things.
With Brandon and Danny coming off of injuries, what guys are you expecting an inside linebacker to step up and kind of make that push?
I mean, I seen those guys move around a little bit, so I'm very, you know, really optimistic of how they're gonna really, you know, come along. And I think the younger guys, you gotta lean on the younger guys of making sure they're responsible and learning the defense. You got a new defense coming up with Wade, and those guys are going to do well. So they've really been in the classroom and showing the guys, even though they're hurt, that's where the leadership comes in and making sure they're, you know, right behind them step by step. They know what they're supposed to do, but pushing the younger guys also.
You posted a lot and you documented your off-season workouts a lot, it seems like, on social media. What kind of went into your off-season? What were you hoping to accomplish physically, or did you have any specific goals?
I didn't have any goals. I think it was just that first time in a long time, maybe 3 or 4 years, where I can work out in the off season without having to, you know, elbow or leg or whatever type of surgery, shoulder, where you have your full body back and you can actually, you know, work out consistently throughout the whole off season and now trying to carry it over to the season. I always say, you know, if you can consistently play and do things in the off season, you can do the same thing, you know, during the season. And so I'm really excited about it. And, I mean, I didn't have any goals. I really don't have any, but just, you know, I always say, you know what, there's always a guy behind you. When you wake up each day, if you don't want to work out, there's somebody out there working harder. And that guy's not going to beat me because I'm going to be working out with him.
Do you check out other guys, like what they're doing? I mean, J.J. Watt posts a lot of videos. And do you check out kind of what other guys are doing in the offseason?
No, I never know. Unless it's posted on like ESPN or something like that, it was big.
There
but
will be today. I think he's okay. 5'1" box jump.
Oh, so. Really? Yeah. I got to 5'2" then.
Like you traveled the world, did you have a favorite place you visited?
Tokyo was really nice. It was really nice, clean, you know, country there, and it's different. I mean, when they say it's a concrete jungle there, oh, it is. But it was really nice. It's always a great experience to go out and, you know, to see the world, and that's what I do in the off season.
Are you recognized when you go over to Tokyo?
Oh yeah. They knew exactly who I was. No, not at all. Actually, I was roaming the streets and having a good time. I rode a Segway around, had a little mini scooter thing I was riding around. I mean, I was just, you know, being just normal old me and just riding around there. And it was a good opportunity. It was fun, actually.
Going back to the workouts, it's being this early, as a veteran, how important are these first days? And do you have to remind some of the younger guys how important, you know, even this far ahead, how important this is?
I tell the younger guys when they first come in, usually the younger guys, they're the most athletically inclined guys to where they usually don't have to work on, you know, too much. They're usually fast or strong. They come in, I don't have to stretch today. I just ate a, you know, McDonald's before I came here. And I sit right here and I tell them, you have to stretch, you know, for every workout. You have to make sure you do these types of workouts because during the season, if you don't get your body, you know, prepared for it, you are going to be one of those guys where you're going to get those ankle injuries and leg injuries. I mean, injuries are part of football, but you got to get your body, you know, really equipped, you know, for that. And they listen. I mean, they listen to it. And I told them, I said, I've been in the league for 11 years, and I never take any time off. I'm always working out and doing what I need to do to keep your body sustained the whole time because you don't want to have that lull period to where, you know, you get out of shape. Then it's going to, you end up hurting yourself. So the off season is very important.
Marcus, I know you're doing conditioning right now, but are you chomping at the bit to get out on the field, get the pads on with the teammates? I know you do it off the field, but, you know, to get in Del Valle and do that with your teammates.
I think right now I'm not. I'm just worried about that. I'm not wanting to put the pads on right now. But when it comes time to put the pads on, believe me, I'll be totally ready.
All right. Thank you, DeMarcus.
Thanks, dude. Thanks so much.